from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, public colleges and universities in New Jersey would be blocked from raising in-state tuition by more than 2% in 1 year under a proposed law from Assemblyman Cody Miller.
We're getting to a point now where students are trying to figure out if college really is for them and if they're going to be hit with a 6, 7, 8, 9% term bill increase in their second year. They may sit back and say, this is maybe not something that I want to do.
Miller says colleges are anticipating an enrollment cliff in the years ahead, and schools may try to make up for that loss of revenue with tuition increases. Residents from outside New Jersey cannot come to the Garden State to end their lives. A federal judge has ruled the residency requirement in New Jersey's medical aid in dying law can be enforced. The law allows New Jersey doctors to prescribe life-ending medications to terminally ill patients, but it also requires the physician to verify the patient is a state resident. Gas prices are down about 20 cents from a month ago in New Jersey. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says demand is down as we enter fall, plus stations are pumping out a cheaper blend of winter gas.
I do expect that gas prices in New Jersey will continue trending towards that $3 mark and probably will fall below $3 a gallon here in the next couple of weeks.
In several states, the average price for a gallon of regular is less than $3. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. That's Thursday night at 7. Watch it on Facebook, our website, or live on the radio. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. First-time jobless claims are down more than analysts expected, and another signal that the economy is stabilizing after years of high inflation and higher interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 37 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Are we pleasant this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll discuss the sky in just a moment. First, let's talk about the sea. We've had a persistent onshore wind for several days, and that'll continue. So we face several rounds of coastal flooding at high tide right through Monday at least. Minor to moderate category, that goes a bit beyond just the usual spots. A high risk of rip currents also posted for the Jersey Shore. All right, weather-wise tonight, we'll see a few clouds and quiet conditions. Lows fall to around 60. Tomorrow looking good, partly sunny and seasonable, highs in the mid-70s. There will be a chance of a shower Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy and even cooler, highs in the lower 70s. Lots of clouds around on Monday with highs only around the 70-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Elizabeth, 80 degrees, Lakewood, 78, and Sea Isle City, 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. Weather made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, a petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums for only $10. Hanging baskets, just $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. I want to get this right. The prices are insane!
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.